We're joined now by head coach Jeremy Ezri of the North Central Missouri College men. They've had kind of a rough stretch here over the last 4 or 5 days. A couple of region losses, probably going to lock them into the number three seed, I would guess, for the postseason tournament at the end of the month. But with kind of a shorthanded bench a little bit last night, they had a little bit of a shorter bench. Really played well at Indian Hills, couldn't sustain it for 40 minutes, but we'll see if a 99-84 loss on the floor of a D1 power gets the Pirates in a good frame of mind. They'll head to Beatrice, take on Southeast Saturday at 4. Weather permitting, because we're looking at snow in the forecast for Nebraska on Saturday. We'll have it on Z101.7. At the very least, I have some trust in Mark that he'd be able to get us there safely, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Mark Robinson, he's the man when it comes to driving our bus and getting us there safely, and he did a heck of a job last night coming back from Ottumwa, Iowa, and, you know, hopefully he'll do the same thing Saturday for us.
I was kind of, you know, when I was doing sports this morning, and I had the women's score from off of Twitter last night, and I hadn't seen the men's score, so I went to NJCAA really quickly, and I kind of gave, in about 30 seconds, the really quick look-see. And, you know, you were up by one at the half. I saw that. I saw you had kind of a shorter bench last night, but you told me that you had a double-digit lead. You guys played really well against a tough team.
We did, you know, and they're up to eighth in the nation right now, D1, and have a really good team up there, and their coach does a heck of a job with them. We came out with some fire, and, you know, we executed well. We played with some focus. We played with some intensity, and had a really, really good first half, which was nice to see. You know, I kind of told our guys, I said, hey, this was great. That first half was great, but you set the standards pretty high now, you know, because you showed us you can do it against one of the top teams in the nation. So hopefully we can carry that over. Yeah, we had a 13-point lead at one point. We led the entire first half, which was nice. You know, they got close within the last minute and a half, and cut it to one at the buzzer going into halftime, and then they took a little bit of control from there. One thing that was nice from our standpoint was they had to go 2-3 zone, and they hadn't zoned all year from what we've seen or anything. So, you know, that's kind of a compliment to our offense and what we were doing. Unfortunately, they made the right move going 2-3 zone because we struggled in that in some areas, and just didn't hit some shots down the stretch when we needed to.
Now, we talked a little bit about the Metropolitan loss on Saturday and how frustrating that was, because you did a lot of things well, and I think in two games you've proven that Metropolitan has a ton of difficulty in slowing you guys down. They hit shots at a really high rate on their floor, so credit to them. They get the victory. Completely different story on Monday night, Coach. Just a game that, you know, we talked about the differences between Metropolitan and St. Louis. St. Louis, they'll get up into you, especially on the road, and defend you tough, and so they brought it on Monday night.
They did, you know, and we told our guys we kind of felt like we got punked, and they were definitely the tougher team, and you know, we kind of have a saying that the tougher team wins, and we weren't the tougher team on Monday. We allowed them to kind of dictate where we were going on the floor. We allowed them to get up in our stuff and for us to be bothered by it rather than just play through it and play tough and attack that type of style. And so, you know, it was a disappointing night in a lot of regards. It was one that we needed to have. It was one that was probably going to decipher us being in first place or us being in second or third. And like you said, it's looking like we're either going to be in second or third place, depending on the St. Louis-Penn Valley game. So St. Louis wins, we'll be in second. If Penn Valley wins, we'll be in third. And, regardless, we play Penn Valley on the 28th. So, you know, we got 4 or 5 more games left before that. Regular season, but we can also start kind of zeroing in on Penn Valley and knowing what we got to do to stop those guys.
Yeah. I know we sound like a broken record because we say the same thing all the time, but, you know, other teams have talent. You have talent. It's little things right now that's just kind of costing you, where you're doing a lot of good things over the course of a ball game, but whether it's, you know, the opponent getting a run or just not being able to stop that momentum going cold at inopportune times, it's just those very minor little things that are costing you wins and losses.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right, it is frustrating that it's February 14th and we're still talking that we haven't found a solution for that stuff yet, and we've been trying everything. Hopefully we get there. Still got a lot of faith. I love our team. I think we got a good bunch of guys. I'd put them up basketball-wise, athletically, all that stuff against anybody we played. Unfortunately, this year we've come up on the short end of the stick a lot of times when we've done that, and it comes down to those little things. You're exactly right. You know, we haven't been able to get key stops. We've had a lot of loose ball turnovers where the other team can go and get easy buckets just because we've turned it over around the three-point line or you know, up near half court, and they're able to go convert. You know, a lot of stuff that we are kind of taking blame for and putting the blame on ourselves for being in the situation that we are, because you know, we ideally we're in a little better situation, but it is what it is, and with those pieces, and if we can get those corrected, I think we'll be okay.
It does all come down to, as frustrating as it is to be sitting at 1-3 in region, maybe as a number 3 seed, you got outside chances too, so we see what happens with that. But the seed really doesn't matter. I mean, there's a big difference between 2-3 and 1 for obvious reasons, but you still have to go out, and if you can find a way to play your best at the end of the month, you have a shot.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy that how small college basketball works and everything, but you work your tail off for 28 to 30 games, and then it comes down to who's going to win 2 games in 2 days or 2 games in 3 days, and that's what it comes down to. Pretty much two weeks from today, we'll kind of decide our season. Now, there's a lot that can lead up to that, and hopefully our guys understand that we're still a work in progress, and we got to get there. But it comes down to winning 2 games in 3 days, and I still like our odds.
So the 28th is that a Thursday, Coach?
Yeah, that's Thursday.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
I think we'll play Penn Valley at 4 p.m.
Gotcha. I was going to ask you the time.
The only thing we don't know yet is if we'll be home or away jerseys.
Yeah, and you know what? All that means is what bench you're sitting on and what color jersey you're wearing. That's kind of
exactly.
Just that's a side thing there. You saw Southeast, Coach. What has your attention as you prepare for the trip to Beatrice on Saturday?
Well, you know, we played them well when we were up here, but that was a month and a half ago. They're a different team. We're a little bit of a different team as well. Their offense is they have a lot of movement, which scares me. They do a good job of that, and they've been shooting the three well. And you know as good as I do, we struggle defending the three at times. And so we got to get hands up in people's faces, and we got to make them take tough shots. We got to run them off the three-point line and maybe make them put it on the floor a little bit and see what they can do decision-wise going through the rim.
I know there's all region selections at the end of the year, and I don't know if they choose a region MVP, but if they do, I got to think Traquan Patterson's going to get it because he's been a thorn on our side for 2 games, Coach.
He has. Traquan's been really good, and probably what separates him from Matt Austin from Penn Valley is he did it twice against us. And, you know, and it's kind of a quiet 20, 25, 30, whatever he has, but he puts it up. So I would, you know, that's probably going to be my vote for player of the year. And, you know, Matt Austin's right there, right beside him as well from Penn Valley. And, you know, he had 5 threes on us in 5 or 6 minutes in the first half. So, now, that was pretty impressive, too, but I'd say overall, it'd probably be Traquan Patterson.
And I mentioned this at the end of the broadcast Monday. Patterson had 30. Hughes, his backcourt man, I think he's about 5'7", so a short little guy, but quick as the Dickens. And he had 5 threes. He ended up with 19 points. And I felt like for important game shots, I thought Hughes's 19 was almost bigger for them than the 30 that Patterson had.
He was clutch. Hughes was really clutch on Monday. And not only his shots, but his defense was really well. He's the one that, you know, when we talk about us being uncomfortable Monday, Hughes was the reason we were uncomfortable. You know, so he brought it defensively, and I think that led to some of his confidence on the offensive end. But, you know, they slowed it down second half, and rightfully so, because they had the lead. And I thought our defense was pretty good, and we'd get it to 5 seconds or below on the shot clock, and they would just pull something out, and a lot of times it was Hughes hitting a deep three that I like our odds against, but he hit them, and kudos to him for that.
Southeast on the road, 4 o'clock on Saturday. There's a trip up to Council Bluffs to take Iowa Western on. That'll be Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. We will talk about a matchup with Central Methodist JV a week from today and North Arc for sophomore day next Saturday with Coach Esri next Thursday. Coach, we'll see you Saturday on the bus. Good luck over in Beatrice.
Thank you, Tom. We'll see you.